doctrine of the church. The church of God established in Cedar Plain. We're located 425 West LaConia Boulevard here in the city of Los Angeles, and we're thanking God for that location. We're at this time at 1605 East Vernon Avenue, and a very, very live broadcast. And we're thanking God for this location and for the privilege of bringing you, amen, a message at a midnight hour. We're thanking God for the messenger, because God has given this messenger the everlasting gospel, the kingdom message. Jesus preached the kingdom message. The apostles preached the kingdom message. The prophets preached the kingdom message. And we are endeavoring to continue steadfast in the same message that God gave the apostles and the prophets. When you think about the laws of God, when you do research, you find that God has laws to build his church. Because when you think of law, you're talking about law and order with God. Now there's a law that has been abolished. If Christ has come into your life, the law of sin has to be abolished. And you must have a long life. Now we want you to write the Bible with truth. The prophet has been on this radio station almost 8 years, crying against sin that's in high places. And she never let up. And everyone that has heard the call of her voice, know that she stands for one of the holiness.
Thou wilt have approached.
Have approached.
Thou must die.
You must die.
Call Joshua.
Call Joshua.
And present yourselves.
Joshua, follow God with you, Moses.
Yes.
Wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly.
He gives you a charge,
yes,
to give the church this inheritance.
Yes.
If God doesn't send the leader, he don't have anything to give.
That's right. So
true. Now God is saying, The day is approaching.
Yes, that thou must die.
That thou must die.
Call Joshua.
Call Joshua.
And present yourself.
And present yourself.
In the tabernacle. Yourself.
Present yourself.
Yes.
Don't just send Joshua.
No.
Moses, I want you to
come with him.
Yes,
Lord. That's selves.
Yes.
Present yourselves.
Yes.
In the tabernacle.
In the congregation.
In the tabernacle of the congregation.
All right.
That I may give him a charge.
That I,
what is
that? That I may give him
a charge.
God is going to give Joshua
a charge.
A charge. But Moses, I want you to go in with him.
With him.
Yeah. I want you to
present yourselves.
Present yourselves.
Yes. In the tabernacle.
In the tabernacle of the congregation.
That
I may give him a charge.
And Moses
and Joshua
went.
Which?
And presented
themselves
in the tabernacle
of the congregation.
And the Lord appeared. In the tabernacle.
In the tabernacle.
In a pillar of cloud.
Yes.
And the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle.
And this is where the Lord works. Go to the tabernacle.
Lord.
I'm going to appear there,
yes,
but I'm going to be in a cloud.
Yes.
Yes.
And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land.
Yes.
Oh, God. Our forefathers, some parts that teach about our forefathers, the forefathers buried from God.
Yes.
And they taught lies.
Yes, they did.
They caused the people
to err.
This is what is going on today.
Yes.
After the forefathers.
Yes.
God hasn't changed his mind.
Yes.
No, he hasn't.
Then we're going to read Deuteronomy 32.
Oh, this is beautiful. Text.
Yes, it is.
Deuteronomy 32 and 1.
Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew,
right,
as the small rain upon the tender earth, and as the showers upon the grass.
Read.
Because I will publish
because
the name of the Lord.
I will publish
The name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord.
Ascribe ye greatness unto our God.
Yes. What did Jesus when he came on the scene? St. John 5:44.
Yes.
What did he say? Oh, I am come.
Yes.
In my Father's name.
Yes.
Yes.
St. John 5:44.
5:44. How can ye believe which ye receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?
Yes.
Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust.
He was dealing with those that said they knew.
All right. Uh-huh.
They say they knew and they sin.
Right. Yes. For had ye believed
Moses,
ye would have believed me.
Lord. For what?
For he wrote of me.
This is what teacher said he wrote.
Yes.
When Moses wrote.
Yes.
When Philip said, we have found
him.
Absolutely. Of whom Moses in the law and the prophet did write. What did Moses write?
The law of God.
He wrote the law of God.
Yes, he did.
And in the beginning was the Word.
Yes, Lord.
And the Word.
And the Word was
with God.
And the Word
was God.
And his Word was what?
Made flesh.
Made flesh.
And it dwelled
among us. And
we beheld his glory. The glory
of the only
begotten
Son of the Father,
full of grace and truth. Hallelujah.
Go back to 32.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I'm at 32.
Uh-huh.
Yes, explain. Yes.
He said, because I will publish the name of the Lord.
Ascribe ye
greatness
unto our God.
Read.
He is the rock.
He is the rock.
His work is perfect.
His work is perfect.
For all his ways are judgment.
Right.
A God of truth.
God of truth.
And without iniquity.
We don't have no iniquity.
Just and right.
Just.
Yes.
And right.
And right.
Is he.
Is he. Is he. What did Jesus say to Nathaniel? Behold.
Yes.
Behold.
Hallelujah. And Israelite.
Look. Our word. Yes. Look upon me. Behold.
Hallelujah.
An Israelite.
In whom?
In whom?
There is
no guile. No guile.
Malachi 2:4. Behold, he said, look upon me, Nathaniel. Behold, that's why Nathaniel said, can there any good thing come out of man? Philip said, you come and see.
Yes.
And when Jesus looked upon Nathaniel as he approached, Nathaniel, behold. Behold.
In that beautiful
Israelite
indeed.
In whom there is
no guile.
God's people are Israelites that have no
guile.
No deception.
No, we are not deceitful.
No, Lord, no.
God means deceit.
Yes, it does.
He brought, he said, I'll preach, I will publish the name of the Lord.
Yes.
He published his name, and his name is the Word of God.
Yes, it is.
Let's go back to, what did I say, read?
Malachi.
Malachi 2 and about the 4th verse.
And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts.
Right.
My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear.
I gave them to him
for the fear.
For the fear
wherewith he feared me.
Wherewith he feared
me, and was afraid.
And was afraid
before my name.
Before my name.
The law of truth.
The law of truth
was in his mouth.
Behold, an Israelite.
Oh, thank God.
In whom there is no
guile.
I am not coming to deceive you.
Oh,
I will publish the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And that's what he did.
Yes.
The law of truth.
It was in his mouth.
Was in his mouth.
And iniquity.
Iniquity.
Was not found.
Was not found.
In his lips.
In his lips.
He walked with me.
He walked with me.
In peace and equity.
God's anointed one walked with him in peace.
Yes.
And equity. Well, they said that was Jesus.
Oh,
well, if you're called by Jesus,
yes,
you likewise will walk with peace.
And equity.
And
and did turn many,
you must turn many
away from iniquity.
Did God go to bring a people?
Yes,
did
Lord.
Did he fight for his people?
Yes.
Who is doing this?
God. anointed.
God's anointed.
God's anointed.
You came here and we had to fight for you.
Yes, you did. Yes, yes you did. Yes.
Some of you had intensive, what do you call it?
Intensive care. You sure did. Oh, yes.
You didn't know whether you were going to survive from
that's
one,
right.
One service to another.
That's right.
Intensive.
That's right, Pastor.
Yeah, you're going to be coming. You don't have to do that. Say, you don't have to keep no commandments. And I told Brother John, I said, don't you go out, Brother John, I said, don't you go out and ask nobody. Don't ask nobody, do we have to keep the commandments? Don't ask them. Because they don't have a word to answer.
No, they don't.
Right. So Brother Jones heard what I said. He didn't go out there and ask them.
Nobody.
Because you know what you're going to answer, you'll get. Wait a minute. You won't listen. I'm gonna take you to Galatians. Say he nailed to the cross. He did this, he did that. That's the enemy.
Yes, it is.
He tried to deceive you. God had to fight for
yes,
us.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He fought for us.
Yes, he did.
We sat at the feet of the late bishop. Day after day.
Jesus.
Time after time. She drilled Ephesians 5 and 1.
Yes, he did.
Ye therefore followers of God.
As dear children.
Walk in this. He she dealt with us to get all the stuff out of us.
Yes, Lord.
Enemy had fighting. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Enemy will fight you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And he fought every one of us.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Bring all kinds fierce. Of things to your mind.
Yes. Fierce.
But it took you from another nation.
Yes.
Made you one nation.
Yes.
That will follow his plan.
Yes.
Here he said,
yes.
For the priest's
for the
lips,
priest's lips
should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth.
Where are they going to seek it from?
At his mouth.
Behold, an Israelite, indeed, in whom there is.
God, Hebrews 11 1.
Now faith.
And you know what? I want us to be religiously in this and dedicated to
yes.
it. Don't allow the television. Don't allow the cares of this life to stop you mm-hmm. from studying.
Mm-hmm.
Make it like unto a habit.
Yes.
And I'm going to check on and see if we're going to have it even here.
Yes.
Because I know it's going to take time to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 11, 1.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
And you already said, now faith is the substance of things what?
Hoped for.
But what?
The evidence of things not seen.
Now you don't see it, but you're hoping for
yes.
it.
Hoping.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you never hope for nothing, you'll never see nothing.
That's right.
And you have faith and hope for it, and don't what?
Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
The key is eliminate doubt.
Mm-hmm.
The devil will make you doubt. That's not God. God don't make you doubt. I don't care if it's 10 years. Get hopeful. And believe that God is able to perform that what he spoke. Think about it. Hallelujah. Look at the many years. 400 years.
Yes, Lord.
Israel in bondage. Looking for the hope.
Yes.
God's going to give you a leader.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to give you a king. Mm-hmm. You're coming out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, they stayed in Egypt.
Yes, they did.
400 years.
Years.
Somebody, hallelujah,
somebody
kept
did.
Hope going.
Yes, they sure did.
Somebody
mm-hmm.
kept hope
going.
Now, you know, do you know the devil knew just exactly when the king was coming on the scene?
He did.
How do you know the devil knew?
Mm-hmm.
He sent a decree out to kill all the firstborn. The devil knows the king was getting ready to come
yeah.
somewhere. He just got killing the firstborn years behind.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have nobody to work for. But he knew exactly the time that this son was going to be born.
All right.
And he said, kill all the male children. He didn't want no female. Why? Because it wasn't going to be a king but males.
All right.
They didn't
have no female king.
That's right.
Keep those females. But we're going to kill the male children.
That's
and he dealt with a certain time limit and a certain age.
Yes, he did.
The wisdom of the world. He had that knowledge.
Yes.
God had it too. He had somebody that would obey him. Get those midwives.
Yes.
And the midwives didn't kill.
No, they didn't.
They said, now when you see a Hebrew child being born, we want you to do away with it.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it.
Go ahead, teacher.
When you live in the God, hallelujah, you can't do that which is wrong. Holy Ghost on the inside. Spirit of God leading God. Holy Ghost don't make you do wrong. It controls you.
That's true.
Don't you tell me what the Holy Ghost before Jesus came.
All right. Go ahead, Teacher Brown.
It controls those midwives.
Yes, it did.
That Exodus. You're dealing with hope now.
Exodus
2, I think. Exodus 1.
And
30-50 verse.
And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of one was Sapphira, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive.
Now remember, they did not have the commandments at that time, thou shalt not kill. But they knew knowledge of right and wrong. Right? God instilled into you knowledge of right and wrong. Show you what I'm talking about. Go to Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's just in the mind.
True. That's right.
Genesis 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Genesis 2.
Mm-hmm.
And 21.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Now this was God's plan.
Isn't that beautiful? Obey the Lord, and sin not. If you want to please God. These announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. I want you to call us. Let us know how you just love this broadcast. How you just love hearing God's word. We are God's people, wherever you may be. If you don't know this, you are God's people if you're keeping God's word.
Yes.
And if you're keeping God's word, you're saved.
Thank God.
That's true.
We were called Christians at Antioch.
Yes.
Followers of Christ. But God called us sanctified.
Yes.
Because he sanctified us.
Yes.
We are God's people, Israel. That's who we are. Israel of the Spirit. We do worship God in spirit and in truth. His word is truth.
Yes, it is.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What are you talking about? Keep therefore and do what? Second verse says, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you. God's word was commanded for his people to do. Neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. This is what God say. And I believe he is the Lord and he changes not. Let's go to 1 Peter 4 and 17. Here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, we don't make New Year's resolutions. And when you hear this broadcast, we don't sound like a game show. Boom, boom, boom. Letting you know all that, particularly what's going to come on in the broadcast. Some of these broadcasts sound like game shows. And the word of God is spoken so lightly. God commanded his word. We're a voice crying in the wilderness. Make straight the paths of the Lord. Make straight. God's way is straight. And it's straight. And you don't just pick and choose what you want to do when you serve the Lord. Thank God we were under all the gods that have come and gone and they started back up again, beginning ringing in the new year with a new God. New Year's, it's a new God. Starts it off, big bang. And from this point on, gods come. And people bow down and serve that God. When you look at all the pictures that have ever been made, every God that's been served, there's always a sacrifice. They got that from the God of gods. Blood sacrifices, and there's human sacrifices. Well, God wants us to sacrifice ourselves, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's a God above all gods. I don't know of any other God claiming the origin of creation. God laid it out for us. What other God you know that can tell you how you got here?
All right.
And how this earth came about? What other God is claiming that knowledge?
All right.
And what ambassador for that God is claiming the knowledge?
All right.
Moses did.
Yes.
God gave it to Moses. He's a God above all gods.
Yes, he is.
What other God that is claiming to be God in the earth have claimed to create and let that which he created destroy him?
All right.
Because he loved them so much.
Yes.
He's a God above all gods.
Yes, he is.
Our God.
Yes,
the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
His name is Jesus.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Whatever they claim out here.
Yes.
What God have a resume like our God is?
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Love it, Pastor. Love it.
Now, 1 Peter 4 and 17 says what, evangelist?
For the time is come.
Time has come. What?
That judgment must begin at the house of God.
So whatever judgment might be in the earth, it begins in God's house. What other nation, whatever God have proclaimed any laws as great as the Ten Commandments? What God have any rules as great as his word? There's no other. He's a God above gods. He's a King of kings. He's Lord of lords. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And time has come that judgment must begin
at
the house of God. But how can it begin when these jackleg preachers tell the people, you can't judge anybody. We don't even judge nobody. Then you just sit down somewhere and get out of God's house.
That's right.
Whatever it's called, God's house, because judgment begins here.
Yes.
And it's not you and I that should judge. It's God that do the judgment. Yes. But you cannot bring forth judgment if you don't know God. It must begin at the house of God. What?
And if it first begin at us,
what
shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
And what about those that don't obey the gospel? Now, the devil has tied the hands of all of those that say they're in God's house because they don't even know what the gospel is.
All right.
So many so-called Christians feel and think the gospel is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or the account of the Son being crucified. That's not the gospel.
All right.
The gospel began with God in the garden.
Yes.
The gospel is God's word.
Yes.
That's what the scripture says. So if you're not preaching God's word, you're not preaching the gospel. And it must begin in God's house. And the gospel brings judgment.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? What?
And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
Now the righteous are scarce in the earth. That's why in the days of Noah, 8 souls were saved, because the righteous are scarce.
Yes.
Scarcely. Be saved. What?
Mm-hmm. Where shall the ungodly...
Now you got those that say they're called by his name. That's the ungodly. Because they should have God, but they have a form of God. And they're ungodly. What?
And the sinner appear...
And then there's the rank sinner. What?
Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God,
what?
Commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing.
So it's about those that are suffering according to his will. But how can you suffer according to his will if the preacher's telling you you can't keep God's commandments, which is saying you cannot keep God's word? Let's go to St. John 12 and 47. Judgment must begin at the house of God. But how can it begin there if the people don't even know what the gospel
all
is.
All right.
Don't even know what the gospel is. The gospel is God's word. And so many is upset with our broadcast because we're bringing you the words of God. Because that's what's judging you, not I.
All right.
Not we. And not anyone that God sends. We're only bringing forth God's word, which is judgment.
Yes.
St. John 12 and 47, what does it say?
And if any man hear my words.
Now here's the Lord talking. Now, if any man hear my words.
And believe not.
And you don't believe the one that God sent. The words they speak. What?
I judge him not.
They judge you not. I judge you not. And the Lord is saying, I judge not.
All right.
I judge him not. What?
For I came not to judge the world.
What?
But to save
now,
the
we're
world.
We're on this broadcast not to bang the preachers, but we're banging their doctrine.
Yes.
And the junk they bring because they don't know God.
Yes.
And they're bringing false teaching.
Yes.
But we're not here to condemn the world.
All right.
We're here that the world through the word may be saved. What?
Yes. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words,
what?
Hath one that judges him.
So it's the same thing. Whoever God sends, it's not them that one should be rejecting. And it's not. It's the words they bring.
All right.
It's what brings forth rejection.
All right.
Or maybe you're rejecting the one that God sent because you don't like the way they bring what they're bringing. Because we're not bringing you this word in a game show form. Or in a way make you feel good. But we're bringing you what thus saith the Lord, to stir up your pure mind.
Yes.
If you have a pure mind, to stir you up that you might repent.
Yes.
And give God what he wants. If you say you live for God or want to live for God.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
The word that I have spoken.
Listen, the word. That's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The word.
That I have spoken.
What?
The same shall judge him in the last day.
So it's not about rejecting him or his words. It's going to judge you in the last day. What?
For I have not spoken of myself.
Everything Jesus brought was not about the flesh. It was about God.
Yes.
It was about his word. Mm-hmm. He had not spoken of himself. What?
But the Father, which sent me, he gave me a commandment.
Now everyone that God sends is given the commandment.
Yes.
What?
What I should say and what I should speak.
What?
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
Life everlasting what?
Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. Okay. Judgment begins in the house of God, and judgment cannot begin if you don't have the true word of God.
Yes.
And if you omit any one of God's precepts, you don't have the word of God.
That's right.
You have God in bits and in parts. 2 Corinthians 4 and 3.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
Now we here, 425 Laconia Boulevard, we're bringing you the commandments of God because it's God's word. And the word is the gospel. The word is not, or the gospel is not, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The gospel is the spelling out of God's word. It's the 10 precepts. And if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them
that are lost.
Now read the first verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
We've received this ministry, preaching God's word, which is the 10 precepts. And we have received mercy because in God's word it says, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. And we don't faint. We tire not of bringing you the truth. Read.
But have renounced
what?
The hidden things of dishonesty.
What?
Not walking in craftiness.
We don't walk in craftiness.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.